The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
12:40, the return of Askin, Baskin, and Phelps Helps. So here's the deal, how we're going to do it. We're not going to do it.
What's that mean, Andy?
It means that folks should go to the app, the Odyssey app, and then there's like a button on there when you go to listen live, and there's a button on there, and you basically can send us a voicemail. So if you need to ask any question on earth, it's not just sports. Like, you're like, hey, Baskin, what kind of Halloween candy did you give out this year? And we'll answer that. But obviously, there'll be more fun questions.
We're looking
than that.
For more advice, though.
Yeah,
it's
about advice.
We're hoping
to
be your counselors.
Yeah, it's really like Ann Landers and who was the other one? Who was your sister?
Oh, there are all kinds of them. There's Dear Abby.
Dear Abby, Ann Landers. And Ann Landers.
Look at Cleveland.com. They have 17 of those guys.
Yeah, what is up with that?
I don't know.
Like, you could ask 1,000 people for advice.
We just want in. We want to get picked up. We want to be syndicated.
That's what we do?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's what we're hoping for there.
Dear Andy.
Tomorrow, Askin Baskin, Phelps Helps. And so, you know, you're just like, hey, my question is Askin Baskin.
Like this. Okay. Example. Dear Andy, my son's girlfriend is coming for Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Should we make sure that we mow the lawn? There. That's the type of stuff we're doing.
And I would say, yes, you would want the lawn mowed because at that moment with your son and his girlfriend, he is going to get down on one knee and propose.
Oh, my God.
Because, you know, he went to Bookman & Son, and he said, I'm in love, and he went and bought an engagement.
You're not going to turn every one of these into something that you're hawking,
nothing,
are you?
Nothing makes a segment really hum like, you know what, I won't go
like
for
squeezing in every sponsor you have.
I could squeeze everyone in. It would be great. It'd be like, you know.
Can we also send questions in on, you know, on social media?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. You can send questions. We'll read those on the air.
Okay.
It's so much easier if we don't take phone calls on that.
And here's the beauty of it.
Really, you could say, hey, Andy, why are you using the mobile app for this? I'm going to be like, straight out, I'm lazy. And it's just a lot easier for us to gather all the questions before. But again, we're going to answer them spontaneously. We will not listen to any of your questions. Dan is totally in charge of that. I'm sure that he's used some kind of accounting firm to lock us out of all the questions. So
here's the beauty of it, though. Because we're using the, you know, the mobile app and the voicemails or the social media mentions.
Yeah.
You can't insult us, which is great.
No, that's not necessarily true.
But Dan will read those out.
No.
The ones that call us really bad names.
No, you want to call us a bad name? Call us a bad name. We'll come back right back and I'll call you a bad name. Well, and I'll make you feel bad
really
about yourself.
That's really entertaining
People
stuff.
People enjoy watching fighting. That boxing is a whole
You're
thing,
You're a loser.
Jeff.
You're a dork. Okay, great. Moving on.
And then they'll be like, hey, Phelps Helps. Who uses the word dork anymore?
And you got to keep it clean.
Well, that you might have to do.
Yeah.
But then we can do that on the fly, too. So, again, tomorrow is the return of Askin Baskin, Phelps Helps. Any question in the world, just go to the Odyssey.
For either one of us.
Yeah, for either one
of us. Or both of us.
Trying to think of what would be a relative or a recent question. I have to think about it. All right, so I want to get into the Cavaliers because I know we are all super stoked for this NBA Cup. I mean, I started tailgating for this thing like 3 weeks ago because I just think there is nothing better than the NBA midseason cup that they hand out. You know, it really protects what's Oh, wait, sorry, it's a trophy. So, you know, you look at this NBA Cup thing, and everybody has the different floors, right? So far, what's your assessment of the floors that we saw last night?
I didn't get a look at all of them. My stomach started to churn. So
Why do you think you got nauseous looking at the Celtics floor?
Ooh, that was tough.
They were trying to duplicate the parquet. I do like the Cavaliers. What they did was, it's kind of a sublime, you know, the V in the Cavs where they made the V into a net.
Back in the day?
Yeah, and so they took that, they worked it off the circle. I have no problem with that. I like the graphics they use and the font they use for the word Cleveland. I think it looks super cool. I like that. Tonight, you'll see Philadelphia. This is the first game of the Emirates NBA Cup. When the Cavs have their games at home, I think you'll enjoy it. What do they do with the floors when they're done with them, by the way? Does anyone know? They should give them to high schools. They should give these floors to high schools, and the high schools should change their name.
Yeah, because
to whatever it is.
A lot of high schools have those floors you take apart and put in a store.
Well, you could put one of those why couldn't you put one of these floors on a high school court? Why can't give them away afterwards you're done with them? Or give them to a community rec center or something.
You think the high schools have the staff to take that floor up and down all the time?
Well, who says they've got to take it up and down? You just leave it down all the time at the high school. You make it sound like they've got to get a hockey game in at all these high schools.
Leave it down on what? The basketball floor?
No, but some places, yeah, you maybe tear out the current floor that you have, and in the off season you put NBA floors
in. That's a different story.
I'm sure that
it is interesting they have so many basketball floors, isn't it?
Well, I was told at one point that a lot of these floors were built in Tuscarora County. That there's a guy with a barn that makes these floors.
He's got a table saw.
And some glue, right? give me some strips.
And some real clamps.
What's up with Boston? I don't understand this whole parquet thing. What's that all about?
I just tell you, man, when I watch those games and they're like on all green, it's weird. It's interesting, but it's strange for me. I don't know.
I'm just
a tough time.
I like the Cavaliers floor. I think it's kind of cool. It's got, you know, the NBA Cup logo in the middle. It's got the C on it. And then they've got the NBA Cups in the lane. So
I give the NBA credit because they're trying something, you know, and they're trying to create something else that has
marketing ability.
Yeah, that they think.
I can't stand the Brooklyn Nets floor, even when it's not the NBA.
Oh, I like that one a lot.
I can't stand
it. Kind of shades of gray and
yeah, it's monochrome. Isn't that what that is?
I think it's kind of cool.
The Celtics is just goofy. You're right, Jeff.
The green one, it's weird.
Yeah, because they tried to simulate. It looks like Tron, like the background from Tron.
I just think it's tough.
I'm sure Hody
but
has.
But hey, they're trying something, so what the hey?
I shouldn't do this, but I'm sure Hody's already looked at all these floors and is like, I've rated these floors 1 to 10, and I know exactly which one I like the best. True
I can't
false?
Stand any of them. They're ugly.
Oh, you hate them all?
Yeah, all of them. And
Detroit's
it dates back
is
to last
goofy.
Year, especially Indies.
There you go.
Indies has words. It says boom, baby, on it.
Boom, baby.
In the floor. Ugh. I'm looking at some. Lakers isn't horrible. It's not bad.
That's what you're looking for?
It's not bad.
Floor in the floor?
So we had 1 year. Okay, let me go into this NBA Cup thing for a second, right? Last year, I thought this was the absolute.
We got a 12-0 team going tonight, baby.
I thought this was absolutely the stupidest idea that we've ever seen from the NBA. And then.
Then you saw the floor?
Well, no, then I thought the Cavs got ripped off going to the second round, so I got mad about it. So I was emotional about it. So then I said to myself, well, you know what? The NBA wins. I actually feel for that. I have.
You cared.
I cared. What is wrong with me?
We're not sure. We've been wondering for some time.
Do we have a parade if we win this thing? How about just everybody meets at the bar and the Cavs buy everyone around? Wouldn't that be fair?
Yeah, a parade. You walk out of the arena in the parking deck.
I wonder if the guys feel any motivation. I mean, obviously, there's pressure now to want to be 13-0. You know, you're playing Philadelphia. Obviously,
Is there pressure?
I think when winning streaks get longer, you suddenly find yourself...
I would think when winning streaks get longer, you're just thinking, this is awesome. Let's go play.
I think in the back.
We lost. Oh, good. We're 12-1.
But
golly.
You know a loss is coming at some point. Like everyone
Gee,
knows
do you
that.
Think?
Well, I'm just saying, but you're just wondering, who's, you know, what's going to happen? They're going to play Toronto, the worst team in the Eastern Conference, perhaps the worst team in the NBA. And then that streak, you know, oh, we don't want to lose to Toronto. Oh, but can you imagine Toronto will have that? Everyone will be like, well, how good are really are the Cavs? They lost to Toronto. They broke the streak. You never know who you're going to pick up in a back-to-back. I really, you know, looking at the Cavs' schedule, I feel pretty good about tonight. Don't you?
Yeah, I would.
Especially if Embiid. I mean, he needs oxygen after playing last night.
Joel Embiid will not play. I hope I'm wrong, to be honest with you. I like Joel Embiid. I think the Cavs can beat the Sixers even with him.
I like the fact that Chicago's here. I like the fact that Charlotte's here. And then I think next Tuesday, Tuesday the 19th, is that right? Yeah, 6 days away. At Boston's going to be like mid-season NBA Finals kind of hype. It's going to be fun. I don't know if it'll be NBA Finals, but it'll be like first round kind of hype, right? That game's on TNT.
It'll be an entertaining big matchup.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. And then you've got Boston twice before December. Well, you, second game is December 1st. So you've got Boston, Atlanta's in there for a back-to-back. Toronto is in there. Please don't let that be the first loss. You got New Orleans too. So I love the way this team's playing. I think they're a ton of fun. I love the fact that the city's getting into it, that fans are enjoying what they're watching. Jeff, I really like doubling down on the fact that of the things that, you know, you said and I agreed with last year, that they can't do this last year. They can't. How can you have this duplication at the guard spot? How can you have this duplication, you know, forward center kind of, you know, how can you have two guys that are very similar? How do you Well, they figured out a way to do it. They're moving the ball. They come up with big-time plays.
You can do it in the regular season. I wonder if it's a recipe for success in the postseason. It doesn't matter. The postseason's a long time away. Then so far, the offense is working beautifully with two big guys and two small guards. That's beautiful.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I look at this, it's fun, man. I'm enjoying every second of this.
You should. They played great ball, Andy. That's the thing I like the most. Even if they were, I don't know, 8-4 right now, the way they're playing, it's a really entertaining brand of basketball. It's really effective, and it allows the players on the team to show what they're capable of.
I think the key word there, Jeff, is players. Like, we're seeing, again, leading scorer has pretty much been three different guys every night, but we're seeing, you know, like every once in a while, you know, you're getting double figures from Ty Jerome or Sam Merrill stepping out or LeVert. We know how important he can be. Like, okay, again, against
really
the
like
Bulls.
Karras.
Always have. And it's not just about the core four or the five starters.
We haven't heard core four, have we?
Because they haven't had to be the core four. They are. We all know it. I see that gigantic billboard across the street from the arena.
Yeah.
And so I know that's the core four, but that they're not playing that way. When the second team comes out on the floor, I'm not worried.
There's a drop.
I mean, yes, there's a drop off, but it doesn't. Those guys who are coming in, the Dean Wades of the world that are coming in off the bench, are contributing.
Although he's been starting a lot too.
Yeah.
There's a sneaky good thing that's going on that I like a lot, and that is Ty Jerome coming in and playing point guard later in the game and really running the offense. And I think that's been a really nice addition. You know, he was here last year, but he was injured. He barely played. And I think it's been a real nice addition. because he kind of, I think he orchestrates the offense a little bit better than the Donovan-Darius combination. Now, I didn't say the offense was better, but I think it orchestrates the offense a little bit better. And in given points of the game, that's a real nice thing to have. You know, bring him in, run it, give it a little structure. And I think he's done a really nice job.
I watch this team. I enjoy watching. Like, they're fun to watch. I can't remember the last time I had this much fun watching a team this early in the season and also coming off a roster that is essentially the same as last year. All you did was change the coach. And now I'm listening to people, you know, like, well.
And the coaching staff.
Yeah, and the staff too. But I just, you know, people, like, I don't know. They're into it. It's fun. But that, in the, I don't know if it's just basic DNA of a Cleveland. Well, I don't know if this team is built for the playoffs. Okay, maybe they're not.
Well, we'll see. But the beauty of it is, Andy, it's going to be a really fun NBA season here in Cleveland.
It does seem like
so that. I mean, that's big picture. That's the beauty of it. This is going to be fun.
All right, it's year two of the NBA Cup. Good idea, bad idea. And I still want to break down a little bit more on the Cavaliers. 216-474-0092. Jameis Winston, his press conference coming up in a little bit, and Chris Rose. All these good things coming up right here on Baskin and Phelps.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.